Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Shout out to our sponsors, E2Lab.com. Look, if you're interested in non-GMO vegan products to really boost your energy and detox your body to really balance your life, then you got to go check out E2Lab.com. It's detox your body and rebalance your life, because honestly, we have toxins that come into our body every single day, and you want to make sure your blood and whatnot is completely clean of those non-GMO vegan products. Go check it out at E2Lab.com. I'm right now on Ultra Slim Cleanse, which gets rid of the candida in your blood. It's awesome. Okay, great. So this is The Win with Heather Havenwood. Today, we're going to be talking to Joan Sotkin. Joan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Joan today. She helps entrepreneurs and practitioners experience freedom from struggle personally, professionally, and financially. This is the expert when it comes to understanding how emotions learned in early childhood can affect a person's business and financial outcome. Thousands have benefited from her groundworking book, Build Your Money Muscles, and her online program. Joan's newest book is, quote, The Search for Connection, A Spiritual Journey to Physical, Emotional, and Financial Health. So welcome. This is going to be a fun interview.
I think so. Let's looking forward to it.
Good. Well, we're already in it, right? So you look forward to it anymore. So tell us about your book on Build Your Money Muscles. Because, I mean, you're a woman, and I know that for me, anyway, I grew up in a very Southern view of the world, and that was the men took care of the finances and the women didn't. Now, that's changed, but that was what I was taught from my mom, and she was taught from her mom, and on it goes, right? So tell us what that book is about. Is it geared towards females or just in general?
Just in general. The subtitle is 9 Simple Exercises for Improving Your Relationship with Money.
Oh, great.
And it's got some very original stuff in it. I learned this. I had 2 millionaire brothers, and I couldn't rub 2 pennies together. And so many years ago, in the 1970s, I said, why are they able to do that? And I'm in this very depressed, deprived situation.
Yeah.
And that kind of set me on my journey. And what I've come to understand is that our emotions are the creative force behind our life stories. We have beliefs that lead to thoughts that lead to emotions, and that combination informs our decisions, and our decisions are what create our life stories. We behave as a result of our decisions. So over the years, and this was in the 1970s, and there wasn't a whole lot of information, and I came from a family where one of the spoken rules was Sotkins don't feel.
What's that? Wait. What? Satkin? Oh, Satkin's your last name. I'm like, what's a right. Satkin? Okay, Sadi. So your family is
My father had all these rules for Satkins because we were the only Satkins in the United States, and he was a little nuts. So he taught us to be different. But one of the things he said was Satkins don't feel. And I was the girl in the family, and I did a lot of feeling, and it was stop crying. And yeah, so I had a lot of mixed messages about what I was supposed to be feeling.
Interesting.
And my father was a debtor. He was a compulsive debtor. He would buy things that he couldn't afford. My mother was the co-compulsive debtor. And he'd come home and say, I bought a boat. And she'd go, Bruce. You know. And it was all this stuff going on in the family. So I never really learned that it was a good idea to save. My father would teach me things like, you've got the ideas, the banks have the money, go get the money. And forgot to tell me to pay it back. So...
You know, so. Oh my God. Like, by the way, I just want to stop you for just a second. I really want you to continue. But that's, I mean, think about that. Some people have, you know, when they were kids, money doesn't grow in trees. Your dad's like, go get the idea.
Go get the money.
That's really different. I have to say, yes, your dad was quite unique. How did that play out in your life?
Well, first of all, the one thing that he did that was good, when I was a sophomore in high school, he said to me, I'm sick and tired of you asking for money. I'm going to give you $1,000 and that has to last the whole year. Don't ask me for money again. And I actually got a steno pad and each month I divided into 4 weeks and I actually kept track of everything I spent. And at the end of the year, I had $300 left over.
Wow.
But before I knew it, and this was a long time ago, so $1,000 is like $4,000 today. And at the end of the year, I had this money left. And pretty soon, when my father was going bankrupt, my mother borrowed the money from me. So I now had nothing left. And the next time I saved money, my soon-to-be husband, who is no longer my husband, borrowed the money from me. So I learned that it didn't pay to save. And I really had no boundaries. Now, this was a long time ago. We're talking about the 1960s and 70s, right? So there was no internet. There wasn't a whole lot of information. Well, I remember after I started my crystal business, which grew very quickly to the point where I was bringing in today's money, $50,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
And I remember going to the bank and saying, I've reached my level of incompetence. I have no idea how to handle this money. And they thought it was funny. So they just lent me more money, you know, and that just didn't work. So I wound up going bankrupt, even though I was earning all that money. And I came to understand that the reason I went bankrupt was because I had no idea how to manage cash flow. And so over the years, I really taught myself how to manage cash flow. And at the same time, to understand how debting kept me connected to my father and all the emotions of shame and deprivation and all those things that I was acting out through my money. And that's what I put in Build Your Money Muscles and in the work that I'm doing now. Now I'm doing a course on rewiring your brain for financial freedom so that I can help people understand that whatever they're doing, how they think, what they believe, how they feel, and how they behave, they're just habits. And by understanding brain science, you can change your habits. So it's not like you've done anything wrong. I wasn't a bad girl. I had just learned these things from my family. Right. So I had to develop new habits, but no one had ever taught me really how to do that.
So there's a couple things going on that I might hear. One, you know, I didn't grow up in your era, but I did at the same time. I mean, I think we all have... Our family teaches us about money, right? And I don't think that it's always the best way, right? So I can relate to a lot of things you're saying. My parents were quote unquote supposedly wealthy, so they say. I was young, and then we had a huge divorce, and no one got the money. The divorce attorneys got all the money, and we ended up. My mom got custody. We ended up bankrupt. I was around 12 or 13. We had to move out of the house, you know. And it was like, why are we moving? Like, or, you know, bankrupt. And I thought to myself in that moment, I'm smarter than my parents. I'll never have bankrupt. Like, that's crazy. What's wrong with you stupid people? And funny enough, how that goes around, when I was 30, I filed bankruptcy.
Well, my father had gone bankrupt. And so I went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And
And
because we didn't learn, how to manage cash flow.
Right. I didn't learn, even though we went bankrupt, it's not like I learned after that. You know what I mean? My mom still suffered and she just didn't know how to handle it. So here I am, like, I'm smarter than them. I'm going to figure it out. They're stupid parents, you know, and here I am 30 years old, like, ooh, what happened? You know, and I share this story, a lot of the emotion. But then once I went through that, I'm like, okay, got it. I didn't know what I'm doing. So how do I rebuild that muscle? There's just so many things out there about money, of the financial advisor side. And then you have the, you know, spiritual side. Like, how do you know the build your money muscles this way will make prosperity? You know, is there something that you found that you're like, oh, this is it? Or is it just your experience?
Well, first of all, it's never the same for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing. But I approach it from two different points of view. First, what do you have to change internally so that you understand why you're doing what you're doing and what has to be altered? And the other thing is, what financial skills do I need to develop in order to make it more stable? For example, I understood that I had to learn how to manage cash flow. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how many entrepreneurs don't really take good care of their money. They don't keep track. They keep track by looking at their bank balance online. They don't know how to run a P&L. They don't know about balance sheets. And when I say those words, even the word cash flow management, people just kind of shrink and go, oh my God, I don't want to do that. Right. But if you want to have a successful business, there are two things you have to learn. One is how to manage money. You're in business to make money. And your business is an extension of you and all of your habits.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago, and now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
If you have all this stuff from childhood, particularly if you experienced any kind of abuse or neglect, there was alcoholism in the family, any kind of trauma, that's going to affect your financial outcomes. Because if you don't understand your emotions, if you don't have emotional intelligence, those unexpressed emotions are energy. And if they're not expressed, they've got to come out somehow. Emotions, by their nature, need to be expressed. If they don't, there are actually these neuropeptides, these biological substances that get stuck in your body. And if they're not released, they're going to find an avenue of expression. And one of those avenues is through physical disease. There's a direct connection between emotions and your physical health. The other way is through your behaviors. And one of the best ways to act out these emotions that are unexpressed is through your money. Let me give you an example. When you look at your bank balance, do you go, oh, wow, look how much money I have? Or do you say, oh, my God, look what's happening. At this age, I should have more money. I'll never reach my income potential. If all those things are going through your mind when you're looking at your bank balance, you're feeling shame, which has nothing to do with your money. The money, what you're looking at, are just numbers. There's no rule that you have to feel upset about the numbers. Now, people will feel upset about $100 as a bank balance or even $10,000 as a bank balance, because all the emotions, the fear of losing what you have, feeling deprived, all those things are still inside of you. And when you look at your money, you're going to feel those feelings. It has nothing to do with money.
Interesting. Okay, so all those emotions come up when they're logging into their Bank of America account or whatever, and they're looking at this number. And then there's emotions attached to it, like there's only $1,000 in there. Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm a stupid, right? Or whatever is coming up. I'm just making this up, okay? Or there's 10 grand, or there's 100 grand. Oh, I'm still stupid. I'm horrible, right?
Exactly.
It's like it doesn't matter the number.
It has nothing to do with the money.
Exactly.
And the easiest way to notice this is, particularly if you don't have a good emotional vocabulary, is to notice whether you feel contracted or expanded.
Ooh, that's really good. I like that.
Because your emotions don't happen in your head. There's a kinesthetic experience in your body because those neuropeptides that I mentioned attach themselves to receptors in your cells and you in your organs, and you actually feel something in your gut or in the back of your neck. It's a physical sensation that you have with an emotion. And that's a good way to learn to recognize what you're feeling. So you don't even have to have a vocabulary. You don't have to say, well, I'm feeling betrayed with a little bit of sorrow. You don't have to say that. You just have to know that you feel contracted.
Interesting. And so then, okay, so this is great. We're going through this. We're opening our Chase account. We're looking at the number, whatever it is, $1, $2,000, $100,000. And then we feel contracted. What do we do then? Like, okay, I'm feeling contracted.
Okay. So the first step, the protocol I use is recognize, release, replace, and repeat. Because what you have to do is build new neural pathways in your brain so that you create a new habit of emotional response.
Okay, repeat that. That was good. Repeat that again.
Okay. Recognize, release, replace, and repeat.
Good.
Because new neural pathways form when you keep repeating an experience over and over again. So you're going to recognize that you feel contracted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say to yourself, when did I feel this before?
Hmm.
Because it's not just contracted. There's a whole gestalt of feelings, okay? And very often you'll remember a time in the past, either related to money or not, when you had a similar feeling. And if you're feeling contracted, then it probably wasn't a pleasant experience. So once you recognize that this is a feeling that you've had multiple times, you're understanding this habit that is yours.
Mm-hmm.
The next stage is release. Now, the simplest release that I've learned is you notice where in your body the contraction is, and then you make the sound of the feeling.
Okay.
People start out with little sounds like, the idea is to get to the point where you're, I learned that I needed a yelling towel so my neighbors couldn't hear me, and I'd yell into the towel. And this can be done with these feelings of contraction. It can be done with pains in your body, because pain in your body is an expression of emotional pain. So you put your hand over the pain, you make the sound of the pain, and I used to have a lot of pain, and it's amazing how it goes away. Maybe not completely the first time, but there's a shift. And once you realize that your emotions aren't permanent and you have power to let them go, it gives you a sense of empowerment and understanding that you're not stuck with this for the rest of your life.
So I want to share one piece, right? So this is great, by the way. I'm really listening and intently. I remember I have a particular one, right? When I was around, okay. I don't know my age. I'm thinking like 8, 9. Let's just play with that. So my parents were going through divorce at the end. And I remember hearing probably from some parent or some adult that we didn't have any money anymore or something like this. Okay. And I remember going, well, I really want a car when I'm 16. So I'm going to save for a car. So I started doing like errands and different funds, like cleaning up and asking my mom for a dollar or whatever it was. And I was saving all this money, and I was saving it in a shoebox under my bed. It's so safe there. And under my bed, and I would pull it out. I'd come home and I'd count the money. You know, it's like $20. And I look in the newspaper, like a car is $8,000 or whatever it was.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, if I could just do this now until I'm 16, then I'll have a car. And I remember coming home one day from school, I pull out my shoebox and it's empty. It's empty. And my mom's behind me. And I'm like, Mom, what happened? And she had this look on her face and she's like, the maid took it. And I knew right then she was lying.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Okay. So there's a whole lot of stuff you learned there.
Okay. Yeah. What was it? I'm very curious.
Well, first of all, that was traumatic.
It was traumatic.
And it was like you were struck. Someone hit you. It was really difficult. And so that would have affected your trust levels, what you believed was possible. It was like when I said my mother and my soon-to-be husband borrowed the money that I had saved. It was like this sense of emptiness.
Yeah.
What good is this?
Right.
And so that to me is a psychological event that has to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And what's available today is all these techniques like EFT, emotional freedom technique, and Be Set Free Fast, which is the one I use the most, I have the power word technique in the Build Your Money Muscles book. There are ways of clearing that emotional charge and shifting your beliefs.
Okay, we're stopping right there.
On a subconscious level.
On a subconscious level. So we're going to go to break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to have her come talk about this and coach me through my traumatic pain. All right, we'll be right back.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Okay, we're back. We are talking about my traumatic situation. It was traumatic, right? So if you weren't just now tuning in, it really is about me sitting there. I'm 8, 9 years old. I'm pulling out this cardboard box, you know, and I'm all excited because I'm the one that earned this money, right? I'm earning this money because I'm here to help my mom. That's what the whole purpose was when I was a kid. Help my mom relieve the burden of the money, and I was going to save until I was 16 for the car. And then one day I open it up and it's empty. Okay.
So in remembering that, and you obviously have a clear memory of that.
It was a Yeah, the moment's very there.
Okay. Where in your body are you feeling?
Oh, my stomach. Definitely.
Your stomach.
Like my stomach.
Oh, God.
Just dropped.
And it's like contracted.
Yes.
And when else have you had that feeling since then?
Oh, all the time. Probably when I open my bank account.
Okay. So anything that has to do with money is a difficult thing. You don't trust it's always going to be there for you.
No. Oh, my God. No. Correct.
Okay.
You nailed it. Yeah. I don't always trust it's going to be there for me.
So first of all, I'd like you to focus on the feeling in your stomach, your abdomen. And make the sound of the feeling. No words.
Okay.
Just make the sound of the feeling. It's going to be a little difficult. I'll help you with it if we have to.
Okay, great. This is so vulnerable of me. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I know. But everybody has gone through something like this. So, and it really helps people when you share this. Oof. So go ahead. Make the sound of that awful contraction.
It was like a crying, like a
Do that. Go ahead, make the sound.
It was like that. I'm so nervous. Okay, yeah. So it was definitely a crying or like a. It was less about the money being stolen. It was more about my mom lying to me.
It was the betrayal.
It was a betrayal of that.
And so
I would have been okay if the maid had stole it, but I knew that wasn't true.
Okay,
right.
And using the power word technique, you would do things like, I release my need to feel betrayed.
Because I'd
like you to look at how many times in your life you have felt betrayed.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's the theory, that these traumatic things, the things that are formed in childhood, if they're not expressed, they become the force behind our life stories. So when you work through the betrayal, and I mean, this is what I do with my clients, you're not going to need it anymore. You're not going to draw it in anymore. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not going to attract it anymore, basically. I'm not going to attract the continue. I feel betrayed, so I'm going to continually attract that. Is that?
Until you get it out of your system, until all those neuropeptides that are stuck in your abdomen are out of your system, and then you don't have a need for betrayal anymore. It's amazing how that happens.
What do I replace that with?
Ah, recognize, release, replace. Okay. So another technique.
The moment you said that, my brain's like, well, replace it with something.
Something, yeah. Right. So when you're feeling betrayed, what would you rather be feeling in that situation? In other words, can you give me an example of when you were betrayed other than with the money in the shoebox?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I share this story all the time about my bankruptcy. Yeah. I came home one day from an event and I built a business for $0 to $1 million and came home and everything was gone.
Look at the story that you created. Exactly.
But
like
it was
when you were
way
eight.
Bigger. Threw me into a massive bankruptcy and foreclosure. So, yeah.
Okay, so the message is, you know, get over this. You have to understand how to do it. Right. So before you actually went bankrupt, what were the signs that you had that that was going to happen?
Ooh.
It didn't just happen one day. I mean, unless someone took your money away.
He did.
Were you paying attention?
I could probably look at where I wasn't paying attention at the fullest level. I was really focused on the making of the money and the business building. I wasn't really focused on every single number. No, coming out the door.
You weren't watching your P&L and your cash flow.
No.
And that's why I learned about cash flow management, because when I went bankrupt, it's because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't paying attention because I had a business partner, right? And my goal was just to keep pushing in the sales. And he was focused on the quote unquote, the money side, man, woman. Okay. That's kind of where I went. He was like, oh, I'll handle it. Right. And then I'm like, okay, I'll trust you. And then I like focus on the sales. And then, you know, boom. Yeah, he watched it already.
So you had a need to act out that drama from childhood.
Well,
and you did a great job of creating the situation.
I feel like I should do it now.
Remember I said that the emotions inform our behaviors, our beliefs inform our behaviors. On some level, you hadn't dealt with the grief of the loss. You hadn't dealt with the betrayal. You hadn't dealt with the shock. So the question is, okay, I recognize what's going on and I feel betrayed. Now, not everybody would feel betrayed in that situation. There's a whole bunch of different things. Someone else might have said, I felt so stupid because of what I had done, rather than saying betrayed. So you can say, what would I rather be feeling? And you could have been feeling grateful for the experience. In other words, and this is a personal thing. What would I rather be feeling? A lot of people have a habit of disappointment. They're always disappointed in the outcomes of their stories. So I'll say, well, what would you rather be feeling? And the answer is probably satisfied. And then I'll say, well, do you know how to feel satisfied? Do you know how to feel grateful in difficult situations? And so you have to teach yourself that set of feelings. And at the same time, release your need for the betrayal. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So release. So what I'm just kind of rephrasing what you're going to say, right? So maybe people hear it differently. Is you're releasing the feeling that you felt in the moment and then beginning to create new feelings to replace it with.
In other words, so each time you go near that, because you have a number of things that were involved with that. Grief, betrayal. Really sense, a heavy sense of loss, which also relates to your parents' divorce.
Absolutely.
Anytime that someone goes through a divorce or the death of a loved one, there's this incredible sense of loss that is so difficult to express that we tend to create life stories that allow us to feel the loss. So if I were working with you, I'd also look at that whole divorce experience.
Right.
Because the empty shoebox was sort of the climax of the divorce experience.
Yeah, no, it really was. It was about a year after what I call the divorce was complete. And it was a 3-year jury divorce trial. Took 3 years, and it was the first jury divorce trial in all of Harris County, which is at Houston, which is a quite large city. A first jury divorce trial ever in the history of the court in South Texas. Yeah, and it was all over the papers and stuff like that. Like, I don't remember it. I was told this, right? So, it was very traumatic. And then, so that, quote-unquote, happened about a year or so after it was completed. You know what I mean? Like, the world completed.
Yes, right.
So, and then that happened. And I think the betrayal for me came, you know, was the harsher part was it was because of my mom, you know, it was like a parent, like the only parent I got now, you know what I mean? And she was it. She was all I had. So, because the other parent was gone at this point, okay, which is my father. So, there was a huge amount of betrayal. Now, it's frustrating to hear you say, like, well, you did a great job of really recreating that. I'm like, oh, I did. Great. Take a bow. Awesome. Now let's stop that, you know. I don't want that to happen again, right? So I think that's what you're talking about.
So underneath it all has to be a sense of love and forgiveness for yourself.
Mm, yeah, okay.
In other words, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
And you reacted absolutely normally to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it just became a habit. So it's not like you did anything wrong. It's not like you're bad in any way, shape, or form. It's not like you have to prove anything, which a lot of entrepreneurs, that's, oh, I got to prove them I'm good, that I'm okay, that I'm rich, that I'm not going to be taken advantage of.
Mm.
It's learning to be present with yourself and to be okay wherever you are. Because wherever you are today is what you need to become who you're becoming. I have the advantage of age, so I can see how all the stuff I went through in my life has brought me to a place where I have so much value in the world because of what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And by not picking on myself and getting rid of all that negative self-talk, I can truly model for people inner peace. And not many people can say that.
So do you think that that's possible to do that at a younger age versus wait until you're older?
Yeah, yeah, because all the stuff I had to figure out is available today.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
You said something at the very beginning of the show, which was about, you know, sometimes entrepreneurs go, well, I don't need to work on myself. I'm just focused on the service or product that I'm pushing. And I'm like, you know, the business is an extension of yourself. I think that's what you said.
Yes,
the business is
yes.
an extension of yourself. And it's so true. I mean, I think it's really an important piece to hone in on. Why are you helping clients do this? And then what's the point? The point is that once you build your money muscles and find all these connections to money and emotions, it will shift your career and your business. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, in order for me, I've been in business for myself for 40 years. Well, actually, there was that 10 years when I gave everything I owned away and went wandering. So that hardly counts. But I've been in business for myself for a long time. What I do is, mm-hmm. with any business, there's ups and downs, ups and downs. And during the downs, I always ask myself, well, what am I feeling? And why do I need to be here? There's nothing that's happening to you that isn't an opportunity for your personal growth.
Mm.
And money is such a perfect mechanism for growing because you have to deal with it every day. Mm. And people will say, I need more money. No, you need more people because money comes from people. One of the things I came to understand in the last year or so is the connection between under-earning and touch deprivation and over-earning and touch deprivation. People don't think of over-earning, but how many more millions do you really need? You know, it's
right.
like this obsession for more and more and more. And that comes from your very early childhood experience of not bonding properly, not getting your emotional needs met, so that you have this sense of longing. So when you say, I'm longing for more money, the thing that you need is not more money. It's understanding that thread of longing that has been in your life so long, you don't even recognize it's there.
That's really interesting. So I definitely know some people like that who more, right? You know, you have a lot. So, and then
right.
what is a lot and what's enough? And there's a whole thing there. But I wanted to ask you a question. I had a friend of mine who shared this with me, a mentor, and he said, what you focus on expands. It's a money, you know, energy.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your health gets better. Focus on your relationship gets better. He goes, the problem is some people, they have the same concept where you focus on your money gets bigger. He's like, that's not true. His view is, focus on helping more people. When you focus on helping more people, that's where money comes from. Right?
It's not not about money. It's about people because money comes from people.
Yeah. So he says, what you focus on expands. So focus on helping more people. Do you agree
yes.
with that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And money is not going to fix anything. It's never about money. It's about the feelings.
Interesting.
And people have this fantasy that if they have more money, everything's going to be fine. And they forget to learn how to manage the money. So that goes away. Or they're afraid of getting screwed by their financial advisor, which can happen. It's not like, you know, in the financial advisor world, they don't have a thing that they have to do things in their client's interest.
No,
I mean,
they don't.
You know,
they don't.
So
at all.
You better learn how to manage your money or how to talk to your advisor or how to recognize the signs when it's not going well. People say, well, I want to be wealthy so I don't have to think about money. The more wealthy you are, the more you have to think about money.
Yeah, you have to constantly be managing that conversation. You know, people always talk about, well, focus on your passion and money will come. I'm like, I'm not a big fan of that.
Fantasy. Fantasy thinking.
It is.
Because, you know, money doesn't just fly in the window.
What? No, Joan, are you kidding me? Because I'm sitting here waiting for it. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I used to visualize money flying in the window. And when I had my business, it pretty much did fly in the window that when I had the crystal business. I mean, I went from zero to, in today's money, $500,000 in a year, within 4 years. But then it went away because I had no idea how to manage it. And I hadn't dealt with my feelings of shame and deprivation.
And that's one thing to talk about, the show The Secret, the movie The Secret, this is old, the book The Secret. You visualize money just coming towards you.
It's BS.
Yeah, it's BS. Okay, thank you. I'm so we're on the same page, girl, because I'm a big believer in that. It's like they're missing half of it. You know, there's like they're telling them half the story. There is a part of what you focus on expands. Okay, but focus on money. Money doesn't expand. Right?
No, and if you focus on taking care of yourself, then your health expands. I haven't eaten sugar in 43 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That right there alone, I should probably have you back on just for that. That's pretty impressive. Well, I just want to say thank you for this conversation. It's been profound. And I'm going to say your website is prosperityplace.com, prosperityplace.com. Is there any other place that you want people to go to or any kind of free gift or anything like that that you want to share?
Well, I'd like you to mention that there is a course called Financial Freedom Formula, a holistic blueprint for success, that there's a link to my programs on prosperityplace.com. Actually, I can give your audience a free copy of Build Your Money Muscles. Yes, if they go to prosperityplace.com/BYMM free, all one word, they can get a free copy of Build Your Money Muscles.
Oh, wonderful. BYMM free.
Free. Yes.
Right. And that's after prosperityplace.com. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm going to go there now because I was going to go buy it. So there you go. And is your book, your newest book, is it already released, the Search for
Connection?
Yeah,
it's on Amazon.com.
Wonderful.
I can't get freebies for that.
That's okay.
And it's the story of when I gave away everything I owned and went wandering for quite a long time and wound up building that crystal business.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm going to definitely get that as well. That's The Search for Connection, A Spiritual Journey to Physical, Emotional, and Financial Health, found on Amazon.com. Joan, thank you so much for being on The Win. Really honored.
And it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed meeting you.
Thank you. All right, everyone, this is The Win with Heather Havenwood. Hi, everyone, this is Heather Havenwood. Unfortunately, we had to cut part of this interview due to time constraints, but you can listen to the full interview at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.